from the Financial Times. Woman who beat 1 million euro literary prize turns out to be three men. TV script writers awarded Spain's Planeta Prize for their work under the pseudonym Carmen Mola. So three men pretended to be a woman using a pseudonym, won a whole bunch of awards, including like this prestigious award. Turns out they were dudes just using a pseudonym, which is hilarious. And there's another article someone sent me. There's a feminist bookstore that removed their books when they realized they were three men. So they were celebrating these stunning and brave female authors until they realized it was dudes using a female pseudonym.
So I'm reading a non-paywalled version of the article, and something that's like in one of the, you know, the thing after the title says, Mola's work often features strong female protagonists and has been hailed as a must-read by and for women. So I think that that's a big part of like the uproar over this.
Well, it's, you know, here, you know, there's like that movie As Good as It Gets with Jack Nicholson, where, you know, he's like this writer and everybody talks about how he writes these amazing female characters, and this woman's like, how do you write such good female characters? He's like, I think of a man and I remove reason and accountability. It's like, yep. And like, here's the thing, if you're Tom Hanks, you can play a retard. You know, when you did Forrest Gump, you can play a retard as a normal person, but a retard can't play a normal person. You can't hire a literal retard and have them play a normal role. They can only play a retard. But you can have a normal person play a retard. You could always go down. You can't go up. You know, a man can understand a woman. A woman can understand a child. But a child can't understand an adult, and a woman can't understand a man. So having male writers writing good female characters, that doesn't strike me as... Like, women are not complicated. They're not some deep, mysterious entity that no one can understand. You need a female writer. In fact, female writers are kind of shit. Like, women are good at copying. Like, if you tell women what to do, they're good at following directions. But they're terrible at abstract thinking. And that's not even my opinion. That's been clinically proven that women are far worse at abstract thinking than men. Look it up. I'm not making this up. So it's like, if you're a man, you can write a good female character because you can think, and if you understand women, you could easily write a realistic character. You don't need a woman's opinion, like, oh, you know, she doesn't fucking know. It's just funny. It's funny that this celebrated female author turned out to be three dudes, and now they're like, they won this award, and they're all happy.
Let me add a little more detail. So they say, Carmen Mola is not like all the lies we've been telling a university professor. We are three friends who one day, 4 years ago, decided to combine our talent to tell a story. Mola, which the trio represent as a university professor and mother of three, who wrote gritty crime drama on her off time, has been praised for her depiction of strong female protagonists, with her latest award-winning work focusing on the investigation of child murders in something-something Spain. Well, so I'm just reading without reading the whole thing. So one of her books, or their books, were translated into 11 languages and is going to be developed into a TV series. And there's a lot. Apparently, one of their books is included in a list of 50 feminist titles that help readers understand the reality and experiences of women.
This reminds me of when, what's her name? The tranny who's like Kim Kardashian's stepdad, Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, when Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year, or when Miss Piggy won Feminist of the Year. And Miss Piggy is played by Frank Oz, who did Yoda. Like, it's a dude. So it's like, men make better women. Like, if you're gay, like, that's the only problem is... It's the penis, you know? Like, and I don't want some post-op Franken-pussy, you know? You gotta get... We need actual sex changes. We need, like a machine that will actually rewrite your chromosomes and turn you from a man to a woman or vice versa. And then we get all these neat... Because here's the thing, if you're a neat and you don't want to work, I get it. You were clearly born the wrong gender. So we just put you in the machine, turn you into a girl, and you can lay on your back all day. Just lay on your back with your legs open. Everyone wins. And then we create male scarcity because there's fewer men to go around, you know, because all these men, all the lazy men get turned into women. So there's plenty of pussy, fewer men, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And then all these neets who don't want to work, they can just be housewives. And they just pop out a few kids and they'll have a loving husband who will take care of them. Everyone's happy. You get to watch anime and masturbate all day. While your husband goes to work, and then he'll come home, and then you suck his dick and make him a sandwich, and everyone's happy. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
This reminded me. Yeah, this reminded me mainstream anime review YouTube channel called Anime Man. Even he mentioned a little while back. He quoted, "Sometimes it takes a real man to be a woman."
This also reminds me. There was an article we covered a couple years ago about trans men. So these are women who transition into being a man. And
nothing good came out for that.
It was horrible. Like, it's funny because this idea of male privilege is so fucking retarded. Men don't have privilege. They're better than you. Men accomplish more than women because they're better than women. Men are more successful than women because they're better than women. That's not a privilege. It's not like he's like, I have non-retard privilege because I have a brain that's not fucking stupid. That's not like a privilege. That's just like not being retarded. That's just like normal. You know, but the thing is like women aren't made to be successful and you know, all this shit. They're made to turn sperm into babies. Men do all the things and the women turn the sperm into the babies and they make more men. And that's how shit gets done. And women are really good at that. They really are good at turning sperm into babies. So they should just stick to their strength and turn sperm into babies. Talk less and suck more dick. That would solve a lot of our problems if women talk less. And just put a dick in their mouth. That would really just... two birds with one stone. All right.
And this whole award is obviously just... was just a participation award. No different than... It reminded me like a week or two back, there was a news about DuckDuckGo. Yes, DuckDuckGo, it's gone woke as hell as well. Is there someone, a straight white guy with a lot of experience applied for a developer job and was immediately rejected the next day. And then the following day, he decided to change his resume a little bit, change into a... I think it's a Latina woman's name, and says, and give himself less credential and add more diversity inclusion buzzwords and stuff on his resume. And then he got immediately accepted for an interview by the same reviewer.
Yeah, well, it's also a lot of big companies. The people who do the job don't review the resumes. HR reviews the resumes.
Yeah, so, the HR who replied the letter, I remember from the article. If you Google her, look her up. She's a short hair, dyed hair. That feminist look.
HR was created to give these women they were forced to hire something to do other than fuck up. So the two places they put diversity hires is HR and marketing. And that's why companies have all this woke marketing, and that's why HR... It's like, there really is no good place to put a diversity hire. You don't want to put them in the operations, because they'll fuck up and cost your company a bunch of money. So you put them where you hope they'll do some useful work, but no, the best thing to do with a diversity
HR
hire...
is a big mistake.
The best thing to do with a diversity hire is just, like, allow them to work from home, and let's, like, I don't know, give them a Rubik's Cube to solve, and that's their job. They get to play with a fucking Rubik's Cube, and you pay
them. Gives them some fake assignment that makes them think they're contributing, but
yeah,
it actually has nothing to do with the output of the company.
Yeah, get them out of the office, because you don't want to get anyone Me Too'd. The black guy from Tesla who was carving swastikas into the wall and claiming that he was being... Oh, these swastikas. I keep finding swastikas in the wall. Like, yeah, because you put them there. But he got like $120 million... It's fucking retarded. So it's just like, yeah, just let him work from home. Let him work from home. Pay him six figures. It's basically hush money. But at least they're out of the way. They're not hurting your company. They're not like destroying your HR pipeline. They're not destroying your relationship with your customers with bullshit woke marketing. They're not Me Too-ing anyone. Just pay them six figures to stay home and give them some bullshit work or just whatever. It's just basically another stream of welfare at that point. That's really all it's about. The goal is to basically create endless welfare forever. So everyone just, all these people don't work, and they just get paid to do nothing, and they're basically retired forever. That's the dream. And unfortunately, because we live in a society, that's the least shitty option. It's just pay them money to stay home and do nothing.